Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for, too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 9th of October of the year 2020. In 1665, on this date, due to the Great Plague of London, the British Parliament met at the University of Oxford rather than the Palace of Westminster, though they refused to wear plague masks while doing so, with Charles II's Chief Minister Edward Hyde and the King's brother in law, Admiral James, Duke of York, saying they felt better than ever before dying immediately of the plague. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity, yes, reality television super maven, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back. Super maven.
Super maven, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll put that on the list.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in party news, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Donald Trump has denied accusations that he actively murdered a stranger on a bus by criticizing public transport, suggesting the military should all be fired into space, but in a good way, and remarrying twice. In other news, a majority of Republican senators have said that they are behind the military space marriage bill and that it's not homophobic, even though it describes marriage as being between one woman and Donald Trump. In other related news, Republicans are pushing through a bill for elevator doors to close more quickly, for pot plants to have more foliage on them, and for La La La, I'm Not Listening to be considered a legitimate comment in the Associated Press journals. That's a joke about how Donald Trump is capable of redirecting your attention from one story to another.
It's a good skill to have.
It is. Meanwhile, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, when asked if he trusted the medical updates coming out of the Trump team this week, said, quote, "I wouldn't trust Donald Trump's medical team to tell the truth as far as I could throw them. Though, wait a second, how many of them are there and how much do each of them weigh?" He then paused and said, 3.5 meters if you count the nurses too. So I guess I trust them 3.5 meters. And Zeppelin company ZepRecruiter has come under fire for its recent launch of a new marketing campaign framing Zeppelin travel as slower, more relaxed, and less commercialized than airlines. The new motto, "Ooh, the humanity," is being criticized by humanitarian groups for being exclusionary of non-human Earth species, such as the octopus people of New Zealand and arguably the Picts. Would you fly on a Zeppelin, Andy?
Would I fly on a Zeppelin again? I don't know. I mean, that reconstruction show was arguably too realistic, so I'd be hesitant. Hesitant, definitely.
Fair. That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because how else can you express your personality? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Fedoras. Fedoras, please, give us another shot. It's not our fault that assholes wear us. If you hate your housemates after months of lockdown, try Stringbox, a subscription service for learning the guitar. Our exclusive locally sourced guitar builders will send you one string a week if you pass our series of impossible tests, including scales, chords, and wizard riddles. For only $7.99 a day, you'll get a Build Your Own Guitar magazine and one note to play each week. The real experts will get our special 100-string guitar, which sounds like this. Sign up today for a free set of extra fingers in a variety of skin tones and sizes. And Tinder has launched a new spin-off service for dehydrated singles. If you're up for hot singles in your area, you could do worse than putting out your shingle with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It's something you'll have in common.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, party. Party news. Andrew Zaltzman, you know all about parties. What's happening in the world of parties right now?
Well, obviously it's been a tough year for parties, and parties, Alice, have been a staple of human existence ever since our very ancient ancestors used to burrow deep into cave complexes, get hammered on cheap booze and have drunken games of Pictionary. The human partying gene, in fact, is in many ways what set us apart evolutionarily from the rest of the planet's beasts. That instinct to work hard and party hard made us evolute in such a way that we worked harder and partied harder than other creatures, and therefore advanced more quickly as a species. It enabled us to create things like disco balls, balloons, funk music and nightclubs, where the music is so loud that people can't hear each other speak and therefore realise what fools the other person is before falling in love, having a family, growing old and dying, thus preserving the species. So in terms of evolution, the party was in many ways the greatest, arguably even more than opposable thumbs. But partying has been under threat as never before, Alice, from a combination of facts. When did you last go to a party?
Oh, I probably went to some sort of awards event, because I'm that kind of person. I go to a lot of parties and I enjoy socialising with large groups of people who I don't really know very well. That's my favourite thing.
Well that, that kind of party's done, really. And partying from now on is going to be much more of a solitary event. I mean, it's hard to party at a 2 metre socially distance range. Parties with masks are a possibility, although, as that old Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman documentary showed, it can be hard to have a party with both a mask and your underpants on. It's often one or the other. So there's various advice from international bodies and governments to avoid parties because of the risk of spreading virus, the risk of ending up in a brief but ultimately upsetting short-term relationship with someone who'll ruin your life, the fact that parties give a very misleading impression of what real life is actually like, and therefore can lead to disillusion and disappointment. The fact that parties sometimes lead to natural catastrophes as well, due to God's punishment of licentious behaviour. So they are highly risky events. Here in Britain, the government's Ministry for Partying has just introduced new restrictions on parties. Raves are allowed, but only with a maximum of 5 people and no music. So different, but I guess we're an adaptable species. We'll learn how to deal with it. Discos are allowed, but only in the 1970s. And this new thing of solo speed partying, in which you are allowed to have a 90-second party on your own in a special pod, and they've actually converted the old phone boxes that are still there from the days before people had their own mobile phones I don't know if you remember back that far, that we used to stand in a box and talk down a wire at people. It seems ridiculous now. But they're turning them into individual mono discos. So you pay a pound and you get 90 seconds in the old phone box, just, you know, bopping out, having a drink and chatting up someone imaginary. So, yeah, at least...
Isn't that TikTok?
Well, yeah, it's TikTok, but physical. But, you know, you get out of the house to do it, which is good. Obviously, the pod then has to be disinfected and destroyed afterwards to make sure that it's safe. So the economics of it, we're still ironing those out, but that's true of pretty much everything this year. The government obviously, you know, knows how partying is a huge part of British life, really. I mean, that's... You only need to look back to VE Day to see that. You know, that's basically a six-year build-up just so we could have a massive party in 1945. They've announced National Party Day. They'll be airdropping cakes and snacks around the country, and there'll be a national game of Pass the Parcel. They've wrapped a little toy in 68 million sheets of paper, and everyone in the country is going to get a go. And it'll end up with the Queen opening it. So pretty much... Well, that accurately reflects the stratification of our society. So so anyway, but the point is, you know, out of the many things we've had to reassess this year is, you know, that famous lyric, Alice, that's burned into all our souls, "I like to party, everybody does," written originally by Franz Schubert as part of his collection of Lieder in the 1820s, I believe. But the latest scientific research shows that only 43% of people do actually like to party. It's not everybody, far from it. 57% of people either actively don't like it or are quite ambivalent to partying, or are in the don't look forward to parties or any form of social interaction but end up having a reasonable time as long as there are some decent nibbles and you don't get cornered by someone you've never met telling you about how to repair a broken lawnmower using only a pair of pliers and the power of prayer. So we are more of a party sceptic country, certainly in Britain, than is popularly... assume, but as with our electoral politics, it's not always the majority that get their way. So anyway, it's the point is, I mean, we're having to really examine, you know, what is a party? I mean, what is a party to you, Alex? I mean, what defines a party these days? It's very hard to know.
It is very hard to know. Whenever I hear the phrase "I like to party," I think about the extremely famous speech given by the Vengeance Boys. Right. "I like to party, I like to party," before they began their now notorious and extremely blood-soaked tour on the Vengeance bus. Yeah. From New York to San Francisco. Yeah. With their interstate free disco. So I feel like always parties have a haunting... Yeah.
Trump referred to the Vengeance Boys in the presidential debate recently, I think, didn't he? As one of the far-right groups that he's a big fan of.
Yeah, that was when he was asked to condemn violence on public transport. And that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Unfortunately, we do not have time for letters to the editor today, but we will save your letters for tomorrow. What I will do instead of letters to the editor is tell you that we have merch on sale now. We have allied ourselves with Bob the Sentient Trash Island and Dwayne the Rock Johnson's presidential platform in support. We're raising funds for them with our t-shirts, rock/island2020. They're available on thebuglepodcast.com. You can buy t-shirts. It's an extremely limited edition because you've got to buy them before the election. Those are the rules. I didn't make them up. I mean, I did make them up and they're not binding, but do buy them. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
I've got two new podcasts coming out. One's called Talking Aimlessly About Nothing, and the other is called Talking Earnestly About Something. So it pretty much covers everything that podcasts were designed to do. Something for everyone there.
Yeah, that's really spreading your wings. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-editor, the iron fist within his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.